Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us again for another short devotional message. We're just here in the beautiful countryside of County Down, outside Dromore, not far from a place called Black Skull, if you've heard of it. In fact, we're just at the end here of the Black Skull Road. And there's a young man from our church, some time ago, lost his life in sad circumstances at the end of this road. And for his memory, this great text of scripture has been erected just at the end of that particular road. It's Psalm 46 and it's verse number 10. It's a very well-known verse. It hangs in the homes of many Christians across our province. Be still and know that I am God. God in this verse is encouraging us, exhorting us to take time. To take time aside from the affairs of this life and from those things that so often consume our lives. He's not telling us to hope that the time comes along, but rather he's telling us, take the time. Take time to be still and to know that I am God. And whenever we do that, whenever we take time and be still ourselves and we consider things that are of eternal worth and eternal importance, and most of all, whenever we consider our God and who he is, that is a great blessing to us. Now, the Bible makes it very clear that this world is a world that is full of strife, full of trial, and full of trouble. We all know that by personal experience. The scripture says that man that is born of woman is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Our world is fallen, our world is broken. And yet in it all, God encourages us and says, listen, be still, take time and learn who I am. Come to know who I am, be still and know that I am God. And one of the things that this wonderful Psalm 46 tells us in the very first verse is that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And so he wants us to know that. Maybe today you're facing trouble. Be still and know that the God of heaven, the God of the Bible, the God who sent the Son to go to the cross, he's God Almighty. And he's a very present or a very near help in our trouble. He's able to meet you at the point of need. Psalm 46 is a very loud psalm. It's a very noisy psalm. Let me just read verse number 2. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And it just seems that the psalmist is speaking to a people and their world literally is falling apart around them. Their world is tumbling down. And yet in the midst of it all, we have this little word Selah at the end of verse number 3. And that word Selah means stop. It means pause. It means be still. It means reflect and consider what you've just read. God is a refuge under strength, a very present help in trouble. And even if the world is falling down around us, and the mountains seem to be shaken out of their place, God is still on the throne, and he will remember his own. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. He's able to bring a wonderful stillness into your lives whenever the battle and the troubles and trials are raging all around us. Just as the Lord on the Sea of Galilee was in that ship with his disciples, he was sleeping in the hinder part of the ship, and this storm of wind arose and the disciples were afraid, and they tried everything that they could to bring some sort of relief to their troubles and bring the vessel out of the storm and into stiller waters, and they couldn't do it. And so out of frustration and desperation they went and they awoke the Lord. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Do you ever wonder, does the Lord really care? Are you ever tempted to ask him that question? Lord, do you not care? Do you not know what I'm going through? And the Lord stood up and he rebuked the wind and he rebuked the waves. And he said, peace, be still. And suddenly there was a great calm. And the Lord brought that stillness in the midst of a storm and in the midst of so much strife. He can do the same today for you. I encourage you, look at the text for yourself in the Word of God. Look at it in this sign behind me. Be still and know that I am God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the God that asks us just take time to be still, spend time alone in the secret place with me, understand who I am, know that I am God, your refuge, your strength, your God, your Saviour. May God encourage you in these days. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.